About 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock on ABC Central West. I'm Alex James, and well, today we get to catch up with a local vet as well. Dr. Maya Yaffe is with us from Orange Vet Hospital. Dr. Yaffe, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
So we're talking a bit about calf weaning. What is calf weaning first? What actually is it?
So calf weaning, you know, there comes a time in a calf's life, just with any mammal really, where they have to stop feeding from mum's milk and sort of, I guess, make their way in the through the big wide world. And we call this process of taking a calf off its mother's teat weaning, which in the livestock industry, it's something that's overseen very closely by producers. And it really cannot be understated, I suppose, how much good weaning practices can maximise the health and productivity of your livestock. And in a nutshell, a lot of it comes down to reducing stress as much as possible. I guess, you know, animals that are less stressed, both regarding the separation from mum, as well as, you know, reducing stress in terms of human contact and exposure, are much better adapted to future periods of stress, including droughts, transport, handling, and different living conditions as well. And, you know, every producer I've ever spoken to cares immensely for their cattle. And so it's in everyone's best interests to keep them happy and healthy throughout the weaning process. So when stopping feeding them from mum, both to maximise productivity, but also to maximise animal welfare.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess in terms of that stress relator, how does stress impact the animal's health?
That's a great question. So, look, weaning of livestock and really any animal, as I mentioned, including those in the wild as well, it's not simply the separation of the calf from the cow, but importantly, it exposes them to lots of stresses, including nutritional change, new social surroundings, and novel environmental conditions that they may not have previously been exposed to. So getting into, you know, answer your question directly and a bit of the physiology, in any animal, whether it be cattle, dogs, you know, elephants, birds, you name it, these changes I've just spoken about cause stress, which releases the hormone cortisol in their body. And what cortisol does is it suppresses the immune system of the animal, and that can predispose them to various types of diseases. So along with what I've just said, at the same time, Alex, you know, I'll try to keep this as simple as possible, but when the calf stops drinking milk and it starts eating solids, if that process occurs too rapidly rather than gradually, that puts pressure on an incompletely adapted rumen, which is an important component of the cow's stomach. And that can also affect their feed intake, kind of in the same way as, you know, if you've ever gone traveling to another country or something like that, and all of a sudden you're eating all these new foods. Sometimes it can give you a bit of a tummy ache for the first while your body adapts. So, you know, it's all these stressful changes put together that make weaning a very high risk period for diseases in these young animals.
Mm. I don't know if this is true, but are there diseases you see more often at weaning time?
There are. And look, there can be a huge variety, but I guess the most common and important disease that we see is called one called bovine respiratory disease. That's what we call it in the vet world. In the farming world, it's more commonly known as shipping fever. And it's called that because it often occurs in cattle that get transported to another farm after weaning, but also it can occur in cattle that stay on the same property, but they're just exposed to new animals and stocking densities and new environments and dust and things like that. And so the increased stress, as well as exposure to new animals and pathogens like viruses and bacteria, this can cause disease in their respiratory system, such as pneumonia. And so what we vets get called out for is normally to see a young animal that might be hanging back from the rest of the mob, not wanting to eat as much because they feel pretty crummy, and frequently, you know, have those classic respiratory signs such as coughing and nasal discharge. So, you know, I guess bovine respiratory disease is the classic condition we see around weaning time, but it's not the only one. Others include things like reduced weight gain, scours or diarrhea, intestinal parasites, and a few other diseases too.
Okay. And so can farmers do anything to reduce the chance of disease around this time?
Yeah, they absolutely can. And I guess that's sort of the crux of this topic and what's and the most important thing to be discussing. So, you know, I guess based on everything I've already said, it won't surprise you that the key management steps are to minimize stress as much as possible, especially exposing the calves to multiple stresses all at once, or what we call stacking stresses. So for the bovine respiratory disease specifically that I've just chatted about, having the cattle vaccinated at least 4 weeks before weaning is really important, and also providing shelter from environmental extremes, you know, like cold and rainy weather, good ventilation, dust control, all of those are really important. And then importantly, calling a vet out early if you're at all concerned is a really great way of preventing further disease from developing. It's also really important to provide lots of yard space and plenty of trough space so that, you know, smaller animals don't feel intimidated to eat and drink by being outcompeted by the larger calves, and also to avoid an unnecessarily it's important to avoid unnecessary handling in the weeks before and after weaning as well, just to try to lower that cortisol stress response as much as possible.
Okay. This has been really interesting and something a little different. I feel like we're often talking about cats and dogs.
Yes, exactly.
But we did get a mention of an elephant, so I'll take it. Maya, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Good
See
on you.
You.
That's Dr. Maya Yaffe there from Orange Vet Hospital speaking with us this morning.